Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Robbie singing You Were There, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled The Lord Is My Light, from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 33.
Heaven you are and you will always be. You were, you are and you will always be. You were, you are and you will always be. You were, you are and you will always be.
To come. If there is going to be a miracle, you have to come. Amen. Peter began to walk on water because his faith was fixed on Christ. But something happened. The storm, the wind, the waves, the sounds, all the things got his attention. So you've got to watch for, listen to me, you've got to watch for the distractions that Satan will put before you to distract you, to pull your attention away from Jesus. He wants you to be destroyed. And if that's going to be a victory, I'm going to tell you, you've got to have faith in God. And you've got to keep that faith anchored upon Him. Call upon His precious name, and He will deliver you from all your fears. Amen. If you're worried, you can have confidence today in the one who is called the Prince of Peace. If you're hopeless today, I'm glad that we have a God who said, I am the God of all hope. If you're sorrowful today, you can have confidence in Jesus because in His presence is fullness of joy. Amen. With confidence in Christ today, all things are possible because the Lord, my light, is today the one who keeps the promise that He will perform and do what He said in His Word. Amen. So realizing this today, this God whom we serve is a mountain-moving, way-making, promise-keeping God that will never fail you. And I challenge you to put Him to the test. Reach out by faith today and trust what God can do. As long as Peter was more aware of God than his surroundings, he walked on the water. It's when he looked at his surroundings. But preacher, what am I going to do? You're looking at your surroundings. But how am I going to get through this problem? You're looking at your surroundings. You've got to release it all to God. You've got to let Him take it and lift the burden. You can cast all your care upon Him because He's the God who does care for you today. Amen. Stay focused. Stay focused by faith on God. And don't get distracted by the details of the world. The bottom line of faith is simply in two words. We win. Try that again. The bottom line of faith is we win. Amen. Peter cried unto Jesus, Lord, save me. And Jesus, let me tell you what He's doing today. He's calling to you simply the same four-letter word that begins with C and ends with E. Come. Come. Come to salvation. Come to deliverance. Come for healing. Come for favor. Come in those unexpected places today. For the Lord is my light. And He wants to shed His light on your life today. The question is, will you come and receive what our God is offering? Would you bow your heads for a moment? First question is, are you saved? Do you truly know Him as your personal Savior? Pastor, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if I died today. And folks, we don't know when our death date is. James says your life, it's a vapor. It appears, it's gone. That quick. I have a service today for a man who was 46 years old. He thought he had many years ahead of him. Gone that quick. We don't know. One thing you better know that you know Jesus, who Because he says a part of that come is come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Rest for your soul. And that's found in a relationship with Christ. If you don't know him as your personal Savior, would you pray right now with me? Would you ask the Lord into your heart and your life? I'll guide you through the prayer, but mean it with your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, I know you died on the cross for my sins. Thank you, God, for sending your Son. I ask that you will forgive me. I repent. I repent of all my sins, but I repent of the sin of rejection. I no longer reject you, Lord. I ask you to come into my heart, my life. Save me. Make me your child. Pour out your grace upon me. Use me for your kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name. Just keep your head bowed for a moment. If you prayed that prayer a second ago, you meant that prayer, you asked Christ to come into your heart and your life, I'll do nothing to embarrass you. I want to pray for you. I would simply ask you to do one thing. Would you just slip your hand up right now and say, Preacher, I prayed that prayer with you a minute ago, and I meant that prayer, and I've asked Christ into my heart and my life. Anyone? Let's stand to our feet. How many of you today are looking and seeking a blessing from God? How many of you today are seeking the blessing that comes from the light of the world? That's Jesus. How many of you got struggles that you're going through? How many of you need today a touch from the Lord? Or healing? Or help? Or hope? Whatever you need, there's more than enough of God here to meet that need in your life today. Father, I just pray right now, as we have a song of invitation, I pray that you'll deal with our hearts and draw us to the altars of God. As you simply still say today, those words of that word, come. Lord, help us to come right now.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Send an email to our pastor at seaduck@aol.com. That's S-E-E, letter A, and then duck, D-U-C-K, @aol.com. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.